This is InfoTrack, a balanced look at today's most important issues. Once again, here's Chris Whitting.
That efficient clothes dryer in your home is using a lot of energy, but what's the alternative? Should we return to old-fashioned line drying? The results of recent research might surprise you. InfoTrack reporter Roy Mackey has the details. Roy?
Thank you, Chris. Our guest is Shelley Miller, professor at the University of Michigan School for Environment and Sustainability and professor and co-director of the UM Center for Sustainable Systems. Professor Miller, your study highlights that U.S. household dryers consume about 3% of residential energy, costing over $7 billion annually. What inspired you to focus on clothes dryers as a significant energy and emissions issue?
It turns out that clothes drying is a uniquely American thing. When you go to the rest of the world, clothes drying in houses is actually pretty rare. You see line drying many other places, you know, drying rooms, laundromats, but it's really actually a uniquely American thing to see household dryers in pretty much every home. And since they take up a good bit of energy and money, we decided that we wanted to see what the effects are.
Why is it that America is unique in this?
Americans, we're unique in a lot of things, right? I think in many ways our houses just have evolved in a way that allows clothes dryers. When we look at a lot of places in Europe and Asia, there's just not the space they have for appliances that we do. And I think, you know, America is a land of innovation. And so as laundry has evolved over the years, so has our relationship with line drying and clothes drying.
Your research found that 100% line drying could save a household over $2,100 and cut CO2 emissions by more than 3 tons over a dryer's lifetime. Can you walk us through how you calculated those savings?
We really looked at if you had a natural gas dryer in your house and you decide, all right, hey, it breaks, what would actually happen if we went to 100% line drying? And so over the course of the appliance, it probably costs you about $2,100 to operate the natural gas on that. Depending on where you live, if you did an electric dryer, that's going to be either more or less expensive. So it can add up in terms of overall household costs. It's probably not going to be something that you notice in a major way. But it's certainly something that can stack up from an economic perspective. If you're trying to save a little bit on your energy bill every month, thinking about line drying or just drying a little less frequently can potentially add up.
Now, is most of this line drying outdoors? Because certainly in the wintertime in many areas of the country, that might not be so practical.
Exactly. So we did look at a couple of different scenarios. We said, all right, what if you have sort of a clothesline in your house that you set up or one of those drying racks and use that all the time? But we know that that's probably not practical for most people. And so we said, all right, what if you only dry when the weather's nice outside? And what does that look like? And pretty much whenever you don't use the drying service, you get a decent amount of energy and economic savings.
You also mentioned switching from gas to electric dryers could reduce emissions and save some money, but you said it also can be more expensive in some areas. Can you explain all that?
Sure. So one of the other reasons we looked at this study is when we talk about going to environmentally friendly options, we're often tend to get focused on technologies. So is it better to have an electric dryer or a gas dryer? Or what is a more efficient dryer? What does that look like? One of the things we really wanted to explore is saying, well, what if we took technology out of it and just focused on line drying or using the drying service less? Because when you actually get into some of the difficulties of, you know, do you use an electric dryer or a natural gas dryer? It really depends on the part of the country you are. And so it depends on what your electricity service is, how much of it is fossil fuels, and how much of it is renewables.
It seems like you're saying that behavioral changes can have an even bigger impact than technology changes and upgrades. How do you convince people to rethink habits when convenience is such a big factor in dryer use?
Absolutely. And so I think that's one of the things that we're trying to highlight is it's not necessarily, you know, this idea of, all right, let's just go back and line dry and make more work for ourselves. When we look at laundry over time, as Americans, we do a lot more laundry than we used to. And so what would it look like if we just had the same laundry habits of the 70s or the 80s when we actually used a lot less loads of laundry in a week? And so really trying to think through our laundry behavior. Do we actually need to wash these clothes this much? Even that, and doing fewer loads of laundry, is actually going to result in environmental savings as well.
For people who are hesitant to try to switch to line drying, what practical tips can you offer to make it maybe more feasible?
Using the energy efficiency settings on any appliance is always a great idea. Making sure that you are not over drying your clothes, and so making sure you're using the thermal sensors and those sorts of things. And then also, if you are using an electric dryer, drying on off-peak periods. So at night or when electricity is a bit cheaper can save you a little bit of money, and usually often the electric grid is slightly better for the environment.
Yeah, let's talk about the environment. We've touched on that, and we've talked about how you can save maybe up to $2,100. But what are the environmental benefits of this?
A lot of people have asked, you know, why dryers? That just seems like such a random appliance. It turns out that any heating source actually is disproportionately energy intensive. Heating your house is really the energy hog, but water heating and heating air in terms of clothes dryers are actually big energy consumers as well. And so even though it's only maybe 3% of your household energy use, number one, it can add up in your household, but overall across the country, it can add up as well. And so it could result in 27 million tons of carbon dioxide emission equivalents for dryers overall in the U.S. And compared to our overall emissions, that's pretty low, but it's still about 0.5%, which isn't nothing.
And just to kind of wrap things up, is there one key takeaway that you'd like to leave our listeners with from your study?
Yeah, so I think it's just really trying to think through how we consume energy and trying to find the little things in our lives that we can reduce energy, but also not to sweat the small stuff too much.
Professor Shelley Miller from the University of Michigan School for Environment and Sustainability, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
And for InfoTrack, I'm Roy Mackey.
And that's it for this edition of InfoTrack. Special thanks this week to InfoTrack reporters Gina Tedesco and Roy Mackey, and our executive producer, Randy Meyer. I'm Chris Whitting, inviting you to join us next time on another edition of InfoTrack.